ETL Echo presents An Alluring Ascent into Ardour. Day 24, First I Love You, by Might Be Writing. Pairing Hermione Granger, Draco Malfoy. He says it with the sweep of his palm. A tactile conversation from the twin ridges of her collarbones, down the flat, sturdy expanse between her breasts, to other places lower still, curved over her soft stomach, diverted to the handle of her hip bones, over strong thighs and rounded calves, to ankles and heels and toes. He says it with two fingers sunk inside her, striking a rhythm that has her fisting sheets and stretching her neck, panting through a rotation of curses and pleas. He says it with his lips against the side of her neck, her shoulder blades, her spine. He says it with his hands anchored at her hips, dragging her back against him with every carefully measured thrust. He says it with his body, with his determination to please her, to wind her up and break her down. His physical devotion is a meticulously kept ledger, orgasms in black, emissions in red. When she gasps his name while coming on his hand or his tongue or his cock, it's a line item in favour of the things he says with touch. He says it with his body, over and over and over again. But he doesn't say it with his words. They won't come out. She says it freely, openly and often. Her ledger must be overflowing with excess, orgasms and admissions in abundance. She says it with her mouth against his neck, hips rocking against his thigh. I love you, Draco. She says it with his cock in her hand, pumping him slowly with a devious grin spreading across her face. I love you, Draco. She says it when he's inside her, above her, when he should be saying it and still doesn't. I love you, Draco. When he finally says it, he says it suddenly and unexpectedly, dripping from a feast had between her thighs, and almost a year into whatever this is that's happening between them. She's still panting, chest flushed pink and heaving as she struggles for air. There's nothing special, nothing different, about this moment versus any of the other times her hands have clutched his hair while he uses his tongue to dismantle every last overwrought thought inside her brilliant head. But this, evidently, is the time that counts. Because after he places a soft kiss to the birthmark beside her left hip bone, he says it while her eyes are still closed, breathing still loud and laboured. I love you, Hermione. Eyes still closed, she lets out a single breathy laugh and says she knows. ETL Echo, echoing tales of enemies to lovers.